it's so lovely with the weather really easing off now. It's a great excuse to be just getting out there and trying something new. Have a look at your local gallery, because Modern Art Oxford has opened their doors to people to just turn up and to develop work with them in the context of activating our archives. And the way they've done this is by using a Padlet app on the internet that you can follow the work of activating our archives. It's all about how we look at our world, how we portray our communities. And whilst this is a group activity that's unique to Modern Art Oxford, having a look at how they're selecting photographs with notes using text, found images is really inspiring. And you can also follow this by having a look at the hashtag The Script on Twitter. That will give you some ideas of the narratives and the stories that the group of local people turned artists are developing to curate and offer as a story of some of the people and places that we live around. And this is a great way to introduce the new exhibition that is coming to Modern Art Oxford now in just about a week. And this is from a returning artist that brought some work about Beirut a few years ago, and bringing some more work that we can really sort of have our thoughts provoked with. This Lebanese artist Akram Zatari will open on the 23rd of March. And one of the quotes from Zatari connects to the curating exhibition. "It's always amusing to get lost on YouTube and look at what people are capable of producing, but it's also about loneliness, I think. It's about lonely people wanting to seduce or impress the world. And so how we use images to reveal the communities that are around us is definitely something that will be developed further with Akram Zatari's exhibition, The Script. He was born in Saida, Lebanon in 1966. He's a filmmaker, photographer, archival artist and curator with practices to explore and investigate issues pertinent to post-war Lebanon. And his work has a particular focus on the circulation and production of images in the context of today's geographical divisions in the Middle East. And his recent exhibitions have toured to Barcelona, Dusseldorf and Korea. He also exhibits where he lives and works in Beirut. So we're looking forward to his video installation, Dance to the End of Love, which explores Arab male identity through a montage of clips uploaded to YouTube by men in Libya, Yemen, Egypt and Saudi Arabia. And that this looks at the way that young men behave to exaggerate their masculinity. Sometimes that reveals more about us, I think, when we reveal more than we actually wanted to. And so moving from this, another community exhibition that I've been involved in is called Dwell Time. So an arts publication is going to be launched 16th to the 24th of March to celebrate International Day of Happiness, which is 20th of March, and World Poetry Day, 21st of March. So this is based in the north of England, and if you're a train fan, then you're going to have an extra bonus, because the Penistone train line on Thursday, the 21st of March, will have readings presented by Marnie Simpson to launch this project, which is Dwell Time Art Trail at Penistone Line railway stations. I feel so happy that a piece of my work has been selected for this, but I have to say that I'm in amazing, amazing company. The work is really high quality. So if you are around the north of England for that last week there of March, then in Huddersfield, Wednesday the 20th of March, we'll see the publication launch with Bob Claydon, and that's at Pinhole Camera at Huddersfield Railway Station. And then this will end in Sheffield with the publication launch with Amelia Barron, and that's at Take 10 at Sheffield Railway Station. So if that is of interest, then Google Dwell Time, and also just head to the Penistone line on Thursday the 21st of March to be part of that, and jump on board and you will hear it on the railway station. So however you're integrating your work this week, whatever being an artist means to you right now, one of the things I've picked up is definitely keep an eye on technology, how we can collaborate with others, whether it's by putting your work on SoundCloud and then looking for a musician or a video artist that you can collaborate with. And that can really be a very cost-effective way of spreading your work into bigger audiences. And another way is looking at ways you can display your work online. Padlet, this way of looking at the images that Modern Art Oxford has used, is a really valuable way of looking at material in a different way and also displaying it in a very professional style too. So here's me wishing you all the very best for the week ahead. If you've enjoyed, please subscribe, leave me a comment, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.